Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Egyptians have brokered peace in the Middle East. Israel's Security Cabinet voted Thursday evening to approve the Egyptian ceasefire, which went into effect at 2 a.m. Israeli daylight time. Hamas also backed the ceasefire, but the sides have issued contrasting messages about its terms. The Israeli Prime Minister's office said the mutual and unconditional ceasefire was a straightforward, quiet-for-quiet agreement. Hamas officials claim the ceasefire agreement included conditions about Israel's policy in Jerusalem, which a senior Israeli official flatly denied. Border Patrol officers on horseback arrested nearly three dozen illegal immigrants, all wearing military camouflage near the Arizona-New Mexico state line on Thursday. On Monday, they found 23 crammed into an open-top Panga-style vessel off the coast of San Diego. Border Czar Vice President Kamala Harris has yet to address the border crisis publicly, nearly 2 months after being assigned by the president. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let's get a mask mandate update with Dan Araki.
Americans have been adjusting to new guidelines for mask wearing released last week by the CDC. The new guidance allows for people who are fully vaccinated not to have to wear masks indoors, except for in crowded areas. But the sudden shift caused confusion for businesses trying to reopen and recover from the effects of the pandemic. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the confusion is not their fault. The chief White House medical advisor tells CNN that some of the confusion is coming from establishments trying to figure out how best to follow the new guidelines.
So what the establishment owned is several of them have said, you know, the CDC recommendations were fine, that people who are fully vaccinated don't have to wear masks indoor. But since I don't know who's vaccinated or not, if you come into my establishment, you still have to wear a mask. So where the confusion is that people are saying, wait a minute. Some people are saying you don't have to wear masks when you're vaccinated, and now you're telling me when I go into an establishment, I have to wear a mask.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contact in the Desert.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced Wednesday that she will grant one-on-one interviews to mark the 2-year anniversary of her inauguration solely to journalists of color. She says she has been struck by the overwhelmingly white press corps in Chicago. Former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy on Fox News says people need to stand up against Lightfoot's racism.
But take a step back. I mean, this is not the first time this is happening. We have segregation in commencement ceremonies now. We're in that time of year for graduations. We have segregated dorms now. And this is a policy that actually Democrats and the media agree with. They believe in this segregation. And if you want more minorities in the press corps, you don't do it by saying we're going to exclude whites. We should encourage more minorities to get into the press business, right? I mean, that would make sense. But the real plan here, Carly, is very simple. The left wants to divide America so they can destroy America. And when they destroy America, they can then rebuild it in this communist, socialist, Marxist ideology. I'm a big fan of people getting involved. You can't sit back on your couch. You actually have to say, I'm going to go to town halls to listening sessions with my members of Congress. There's groups that organize in communities. I'm going to go there and lend my voice and my effort to fight back. But if Americans just sit back and go, this is horrible, why doesn't someone do something? The problem is we need more good people to get involved, because there's more people who think this is racist and shouldn't happen, but they sit back and are silent.
A Latino reporter at the Chicago Tribune, whose interview request was granted, asked the mayor's office to lift its conditions. When they said no, they canceled the interview. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us for the ride. And we've got George Barna, the professor at Arizona Christian University, the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. Hey, George, how we doing, buddy?
Doing pretty well. And you?
Hey, doing terrific. I mean, I'm still in the free Florida state of the United States, you know, so they got it figured out here. They've had it figured out for a while, so we're not mask confused like some people are.
Well, save some room for me, would you?
Hey, plenty of room down here. You'd love it. Plus, you especially, well, you got a pretty good tax break there in Arizona. It's not too bad. But, some beautiful people are here as well. So either way, you can't lose. But, hey, I want to talk to you about your latest report, Millennials Driving a Seismic Generational Worldview Shift Away from the Faith. What's happening here, George?
Well, you know, we've been tracking this. I mean, anybody who's been paying attention for the last 20-plus years would say, yawn. But what we know is that most people don't pay attention to this. And so it might be startling to them, the fact that really the millennials are driving a spiritual revolution of incredible proportions when we look at the things that they believe and do in terms of faith and how that translates into their daily lifestyles. They're really pushing us into a very different kind of existence, one where they really don't want God, they don't want the Bible, they don't want the church, they don't want traditional morality. And because America tends not to think very deeply about these things, when somebody puts energy behind it, as we've seen with much of the progressive movement, the rest of America rolls over and plays dead, and that's what's happening.
Yeah, it's amazing the percentage of people actually that we're talking about. What kind of numbers are we looking at?
Well, when you talk about the millennials, I mean, we're talking about, 420, probably 60, 70, 75 million people. I mean, it's quite a bit of people. I mean, they're a full generation now. The way that we look at it, they're between the ages of 18 to 36 right now. So they're our youngest adult generation, but keep in mind that's critically important because that also makes them our dominant parenting generation.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Not only do they have a lot of political influence, but they've got influence in the home as well. So it's a very, very significant block, and that's why advertisers, you know, tend to buy advertising and media geared toward that group. They're getting more money. They have more influence.
Well, when I say about percentage, yes, I know the size of the millennial demographic, but of that demographic, what are we saying, 60%, 70% of millennials are embracing this shift?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're probably looking at upwards of three-quarters of this group.
Yes.
And
wow.
You know, one way of getting a sense of where they're coming from is just to look at how many of them have a biblical worldview. as a generation, we're talking only 4%. But when you look at the second half of that generation, then we're talking about only 2%. So, you know, it's clearly moving in the wrong direction. It was small to begin
exactly. with. Wow, that is huge. And as you say, these are the parents. These are the parents of tomorrow, and then the generation that they raise. The future of a godless society here in America scares me, George.
Well, and it should. It should scare all of us. And you know, we can say, well, you know, they're the parents, but what we also know from our study of parenting in America is that most of today's parents don't spend an awful lot of time and energy literally parenting their children. What they do instead is they've embraced the cultural mindset of, I can subcontract this out to the people who like to do this, who know how to do this, who want to do this, and I don't. I want to go out. I want to make money. I want to go out and have fun. I want to be happy. And so, I mean, even within that framework of parenting, there's another little mini revolution that's taken place that's saying, you know what, the media and the government are just having more and more influence on our kids handed to them by parents.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a whole nother discussion with the critical race theory, parents now raising a fuss and some being very successful, George. But we really need a bonfire, an actual revival of success happening from coast to coast to parents realize that, yeah, I am the parents. These are my children. I need to be responsible to make sure that they are being educated in the way that they should go. And with proper educational tools, not with something, you know, some form of indoctrination.
Well, and frankly, we have to look at the big picture and say, okay, so where is the Christian church in all of this? And the basic answer is, well, the church called in absent this year, you know, and last year and the year before. It's hard to imagine a louder or clearer or more direct challenge to the future of the Christian faith in the United States. When we look at what's happening here, we know that this is a time when leaders, when people of strong principles, when people of ironclad convictions and values would stand up and say, enough, not on my watch, this is wrong, we're going to change this right now. We haven't been doing that. And so things have gotten out of hand. It's going to be a lot tougher to turn it around. It can be done. But it's got to be intentional and strategic, and it's got to be immediate.
How do you talk with them, George? Because it seems that they're becoming more and more ideologically fixed. And as you and I understand, when somebody is ideologically fixed, unless you're of the same ideology, it's the wrong gospel, wrong church.
Yeah, and that's a great point, because this is a generation that prides itself on its reputation for being tolerant and diverse. The reality is that what the data shows, based on their opinions and their reporting, is that they're more eager to get even with other people. They treat people situationally. They don't believe in the golden rule. They do censor alternative points of view because they don't want to be exposed to that kind of thinking. And so it is very difficult, but you know, the key here, as it always has been in Christian ministry and particularly in evangelism, is build the relationships. You can't influence people unless you have their trust. And, you know, you're not going to get their trust unless you invest in that relationship. So before we have the chance to start telling them, hey, look, there's a different way, we believe a better way of doing it, let me explain what it is. Hopefully you've seen it in my life, but now let's have a chance to talk about it, because they do like to talk about these things with people they trust. So
yes,
that's really
exactly.
going to be a critical element.
And you've got to make up some time, because sadly, in the case of the parents who should have led and other people maybe that have spoken into their, you know, should have been speaking or maybe have been speaking into their lives, this is going to be a process, isn't it?
Well, it really is. And you know, you bring up a great point, and that's that this takes time. This doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen automatically. And part of the challenge to most Americans right now is that we have no margin in our lives. We filled it up from the time we get up till the time we go to bed. The schedule's pretty full. Now, not all of that is essential activity, but it's activity that we're planning to do. And so what we're talking about doing here, Bill, you know, of engaging people in relationships and in serious conversations and potentially in life transformation. That's not easy, and it doesn't happen quickly. So we're going to have to make some room in our schedules very intentionally for this kind of activity.
Without a doubt. We got to go to break. We've got more from George Barna after this. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your
Fresh and independent, we are just the way you like to hear from us. 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. George Barna is our guest, a professor at Arizona Christian University, the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. And we're talking about the millennials driving a seismic, and I mean seismic, generational worldview shift away from faith. You know, George, when you consider really and how short a time this has taken place, I mean, we're talking, you know, perhaps less than a generation that this shift has taken place?
Yeah, very much. Yep. And you know, so we could see it starting. I mean, it's kind of interesting if you think of the different adult generations that we have. You have the builders and the boomers, in other words, all the people 55 or older now. And those two generations, I mean, they kind of fought over theology and stuff back in the 50s and 60s, early 70s, but they're pretty much in line with each other. You've got Gen X, which followed the boomers, people now in their mid-30s to mid-50s, and they were kind of the on-the-fence group. They were the shift that started to take place. And then you look at the millennials, and they've planted their flag deeply in the soil, and they've said, okay, what Gen X started, we're running with it. We're going full bore with it. We're going to take it over the line. And they really have. This is a group that, although they don't have that kind of leadership yet that's emerged that espouses a common vision, they've bought it. You have to wonder why. And I think you can point to things like the media and the schools.
Without a doubt, yes.
As the ones that made it happen.
Yeah, the media, including big tech. I mean, these kids that are running around with these powerful computers in their hands and how they're being influenced and indoctrinated. You know, it's been said that, you know, culture or politics is downstream of culture. And exactly what you just explained is exactly what's happening in the body politic, isn't it?
Well, it really is. And, you know, again, when you look at all the dominant institutions in our culture, that's being redefined as well by these generations. So one of those institutions that we've relied on since the beginning of the Republic were our churches. Mm. But now we've got a generation that says, nah, we're reshaping everything. Churches are out. You know, other things are in, but churches are not going to have the kind of influence they've had. So I think as we look to the future with millennials in positions of leadership, some of the things that churches have always counted on, some of the benefits that they've had, you know, whether it was tax breaks or land use regulation, relaxation, I mean, certain things, they're not going to be getting that anymore. A lot of that's going to be withdrawn. It's going to
exactly.
be a very different future.
You know, what you're suggesting here, George, which really scares me, is that this generation is setting itself up for a charismatic figure who comes on the scene with a engaging idea and vision, and they will follow.
Well, and I think what you're describing is what, in conversation with my friends, I refer to as the anti-Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the fact that Trump was so strong in his beliefs and his positions, and he didn't waver, and he was predictable, and he really had an ideology that he followed through. Millennials hated it.
Yes.
But if there was somebody that had their theology, that had their ideology, and had that same kind of strength behind all of that, oh, man, they'd latch onto him like glue on paper.
Yeah, what a force that could be, and not necessarily a force for good, because then at that point, I mean, what's the end game here? And I think that's the opportunity for those of us that want to speak into the minds of these millennials, is to be able to talk, you know, about the basic virtues of our belief principles, like life.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when I look at all these things as a sociologist, I mean, I've come to understand that America doesn't have a political crisis, doesn't have an economic crisis, it has a worldview crisis.
Yes.
And when I look at worldview, there are a lot of things that you need to measure, because the Bible covers everything in life. It's there to prepare us and equip us for every situation. But there are certain things that worldview-wise, we've got to get right, or nothing else is going to make sense. So we look at, you know, what people believe about the Bible, about truth, about God, about salvation, about purpose, about success, about morality. If we can get those core elements lined up, you know, along with how God has taught us, how he's prepared us to succeed in life, we'll do well. But right now, we've got a generation that doesn't believe in the Bible, doesn't believe there's absolute moral truth, doesn't believe that God exists, doesn't believe that there's eternal salvation through Christ, believes that the purpose of life is happiness, believes that success has nothing to do with consistent obedience to God, believes that morality is determined by one's own feel, by one's own feelings and reasoning. Mm-hmm. And so you put that together, and that's a recipe for real failure.
Without a doubt. George, are they blaming God because, families have disintegrated, what's happening, with teenagers, the pressures, like you said, and the propagandizement of the mainstream media, social media, what's happened with the abortion issue. But I think more significantly, and I mentioned this early, that because of the disintegration and the attack on the family unit, these institutions that God has put into play, including the church, as you mentioned as well, all these institutions are all being questioned by the millennials and saying, hey, look, they're just not working for us.
Yeah, I mean, it's all that and more, because what it comes down to is we turn from trying to be selfless to being comfortable with being selfish. And yeah. And so that process has been exacerbated by the fact that they did not have good role models when they were growing up. Their parents weren't necessarily showing them a better way. And so they turned to celebrities, and celebrities have failed us left and right. And so basically what they've come back to is, I guess it's up to me. It's all on my shoulders. Mm-hmm. I'm the only one who knows what makes me feel good, what makes me feel happy. I'm going to have to be my own God.
Yeah, nothing new under the sun. We're back to pursuing our own pleasure. Boy, is this dangerous.
Well, it certainly is, and nevertheless, we can talk all the gloom and doom, but there's always a solution, and the solution here for believers is to recognize it's not up to an institution to fix this, it's not up to the schools or media to fix it, it's up to you and me. That's why God has us here at this time, and so we have to recognize that he puts us in the situations for a purpose, for his purposes. And a new skill that it would be incumbent upon believers to develop is opening our eyes wide and being sensitive to why God has us in any given situation at any given moment. It's our opportunity to be his hands and his feet in that moment to the people whom we could possibly influence. Those are the ones we need to develop relationships with. Those are the ones we need to model a different lifestyle for. But we've got to be conscious of this role that we now play as God's remnant in a hurting and dying world, one that's denying him to their detriment, but we can help be part of the solution to that problem.
George, I sense that there's a higher calling for genuineness. That God is calling us to be, to be vulnerable, to be honest, to be able to tell these God-like stories, these God stories that each of us has, like the blind man. Don't understand it. All I know, blind, now I see. These testimonies that the mainstream media, social media has canceled, but yet are so true that really you cannot steal, because these are personal encounters with God that no matter what you do or what you say, we know they're real.
Yeah, it's a great point, because we know that the two younger adult generations, both Gen X and millennials, respond to authenticity. That's what they're looking for. That's what they didn't get when they were growing up. They were told one thing, and then they'd watch their parents, their teachers, their politicians do another thing. And so they're less bogus. But like you say, when we bring our personal narrative, our stories about the reality of what God has done in our life, that's one thing that they respond to positively. But the other thing that we found in our research is that you only continue to have positive impact in their lives if you are consistent. And so that consistency is part of authenticity, but it's so imperative that we remain consistent. We know who we are, whose we are, why we're here, and what we're seeking to do, and to do it with God's truth and God's love.
George Barna has been our guest, the professor at Arizona Christian University, president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. George, as always, we thank you. You're a blessing. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks, Bill. Good to be with you.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Egyptians have brokered peace in the Middle East. Israel's Security Cabinet voted Thursday evening to approve the Egyptian ceasefire, which went into effect at 2 a.m. Israeli daylight time. Hamas also backed the ceasefire, but the sides have issued contrasting messages about its terms. The Israeli Prime Minister's office said the mutual and unconditional ceasefire was a straightforward, quiet-for-quiet agreement. Hamas officials claim the ceasefire agreement included conditions about Israel's policy in Jerusalem, which a senior Israeli official flatly denied. Border Patrol officers on horseback arrested nearly 3 dozen illegal immigrants, all wearing military camouflage near the Arizona-New Mexico state line on Thursday. On Monday, they found 23 crammed into an open-top Panga-style vessel off the coast of San Diego. Border Czar Vice President Kamala Harris has yet to address the border crisis publicly, nearly 2 months after being assigned by the president. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. You know, today is a special day. And for those of you that will be listening to the show and hearing this interview over the weekend, it is today, May the 21st. So Friday, the nation is celebrating, and it's okay to celebrate on through the weekend because it needs to be celebrated. Endangered Species Day, by learning about and taking action to protect threatened and endangered species and the environments in which they live. Joining us today is Philippe Cousteau, host of the Emmy-nominated Exploration Awesome Planet, founder of Earth Echo International, an environmentalist, conservationist, and the grandson of legendary ocean explorer, guess who? Yes, Jacques Cousteau. Of course, you can't have a Cousteau name and not be attached to Jacques. That's the way it is. Philippe is teaming up with MasterCard and Conservation International for a special initiative to protect and restore wildlife habitats through a new line of wildlife impact cards. Philippe, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, delighted to be here. Thank you so much.
Well, it's a real special treat, you know, to be talking to you. You're definitely following in the family business. So how has your family history influenced you? Or you had no choice, did you? Your grandfather threw you in the deep end of the pool right off the bat, right?
Absolutely. You know, growing up with him and his stories and his work, you know, you can't get away from it. You know, he opened the world's eyes to the wonders of the ocean just about 70 years ago. Yes. And his, you know, documentaries were around the world and inspired millions. And certainly I was one of those people. Mm-hmm. And listening to his stories growing up is really what caused me to get into the business.
Can you share with us, we're going to go off script for here for just a minute, but I want you to share with us, you know, maybe your favorite grandfather story.
Well, you know, my favorite story, I was always inspired by him and his messages and his experience, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, he had that benefit of decades of exploring the world post-World War II, where we really saw this explosion of industrialization. And you know, the story I think that most impacted me growing up, when he started in the 1940s and 50s, you know, he'd be diving off the south of France, and there'd be coral reefs and giant grouper and schools of sharks. I mean, just this diversity and abundance of life. And by the 1960s, and we feel like that was a long time ago now, by the 1960s, he was already seeing those ecosystems disappear. And, you know, you go back to the, you know, to those places now in the Mediterranean, it's just a carpet of algae with nothing left. And so, you know, he witnessed a massive decline in the health of the environment, and those before and after, if you will, stories.
Yes.
Are really what impacted me, but also his hope. Like, he always had his boundless optimism and really believed in the personal responsibility that each one of us have to make choices in our daily lives that are consistent with, you know, the kind of world that we want to build.
Mm-hmm. So he saw this as man having the ability to help to redeem this damage that had been done underneath the sea, right?
Yeah, well, in the same way that we have a power for destruction, we also have an amazing power for restoration and renewal, and that's what he focused on, is that, you know, that duality, that we can destroy and also rebuild. And that was his focus, particularly towards the end of his life, and his focus on young people and education, recognizing that, you know, the next generation is really the one that we need to inspire. And we're seeing the fruits of that labor, you know, through my nonprofit Earth Echo. We've been at it for 15 years and all over the world, and that's what inspires me. You know, there's always hope. There's a new generation of young people fired up about these issues and taking action.
And we all love an adventure, don't we?
And listen, adventure is where you lead a full life.
Yes, exactly. And especially, and you know, you talk about exploring the frontier. I mean, still so much underneath yet to be explored, right?
Oh, my goodness. We know more about the surface of the moon than we know about the ocean, right? It's certainly, which is exciting, right? There's still, you know, in the age of the Google and search engines, we think everything's at your fingertips, still a lot of mysteries to explore.
Well, without a doubt. Well, all this is good reason, Philippe, why it is important to recognize Endangered Species Day, right?
Yeah, well, that's just it, right? You know, these are days, you know, Earth Day, World Ocean Day, Endangered Species Day. These are days that we hope focus people's minds and attention to these critical issues. Because endangered species, you know, there are a million species right now at risk of extinction around the world. And those are the species that create this rich tapestry of life that is critical to the survival of all living creatures, including humans. We're part of the system. And Endangered Species Day you know, this announcement that I'm part of, I'm proud to partner with MasterCard and Conservation International to make today about this impact card, wildlife impact card. You know, today is all about those kinds of opportunities and how we can all take collective impact in the choices we make to make the world, you know, a better place.
Like what we were talking about. I mean, we can redeem this. We need to be all on board, and we can play a role. Nothing, you know, incredibly significant or inconvenient from that matter. I mean, this wildlife impact card goes a long way. You'd be surprised the impact that it makes and how it can engage consumers in support of conservation efforts, right? For those people that say, you know, Bill, Philippe, I like what you're talking about. You know, what can I do, you know, to play a part and to be a part of the solution and not part of the problem, right? Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. Here's the point is, you know, we all have choices in what we make. And here's an easy, simple project that, you know, I've partnered with MasterCard and Conservation International. CI is one of the most extraordinary global conservation organizations. They're launching the Wildlife Impact Gift Card. And for every purchase of that gift card, MasterCard will donate $1 to Conservation International to support their critical work around the world to protect habitats and species. Right now, it's a digital prepaid gift card that's being launched. This summer, though, they will launch a line of debit, credit, and prepaid physical gift cards made out of sustainable materials. And so, you know, the whole concept, this is something we all do every day. We get these gift cards, we get debit cards, et cetera. Something we can do now, very easy, that will actually support wildlife and support nature. And it's part of, you know, MasterCard's commitment as a global citizen and CI's extraordinary work. I mean, it's really cool. I've been working with CI for years. When they told me about this partnership, asked me to be involved, I was like, sign me up. Again, easy way to take action, right? And you know, the cover of each card, it, you know, has amazing animals, one of my favorites, the pangolin. We've got asking forest elephants. So, you know, the actual physical cards and the digital cards, beautiful images on them. And it's a real inspiration, a reminder of, you know, our commitment to nature, everybody that gets one of these cards.
Hey, some great gift-giving ideas. We got people graduating, you know, graduation presents.
Yeah.
Father's Day
great
around the corner. I mean, this is some great ideas here, right? And let your own imagination take you to new heights and new ways of giving. And this is a great resource. And now you're participating in conservation, doing your own little way. And you don't necessarily have to jump into a submarine and go about 200 miles below the surface or anything like that. Right.
You know, that's exactly. Like, that's what we're always looking for is what are those ways that we can, you know, bring people together and they can make choices consistent with sustainability. This is one of them. And so, you know, I was excited to be a part of this launch. I am excited to be a part of this launch. You know, and people can, you know, find out a little bit more. Always encourage, you know, dig in, do your research. MasterCard.us/wildlife-impact-gift-card is the place where people can find more information. And I think it's just a terrific program, and I'm getting one as well.
Hey, I'm in with you, Philippe. You can. I'm in. I want to do my part. Hey, we're talking with Philippe Cousteau, yes, the host of the Emmy-nominated exploration Awesome Planet, founder of Earth Echo International, and environmentalist, conservationist, and grandson of the legendary ocean explorer Jacques Cousteau. And Philippe, we've got about a minute and a half left. Any other parting words and words of encouragement, you know, for people? Because thank God when I was growing up, you know, being an environmentalist and a steward of the environment was just starting to be discussed. Now we know so much more, and there really is a clarion call for us to be better stewards and, you know, a conservationist on behalf of this planet.
Absolutely, Bill. You know, we've lost a lot over the last, you know, 50 years, for example, or 40 years, actually. In my lifetime, we've lost 50% of the world's biodiversity. And I have a 2-year-old daughter, and every time I look at her, I think to myself, my God, what kind of a world are we passing on to her? But as you said, people are more educated, they're more informed. You know, we're turning the tide. We have a younger generation that's fired up about these issues. And so, you know, at the end of the day, we can all take action. We can all come together. And I think that there's tremendous hope when we do that.
What do we have to look forward to in seeing from you, Philippe? Yeah, I mean, you're always coming up with great experiences, you know, through your TV channel and the way you've connected, you know, throughout the media. We got 40 seconds left. Give us a little preview of things to come.
Well, my wife and I just came out with Oceans for Dummies.
Ocean, I love this.
My new book, Endangered, Part 2, is coming out in October. We're launching some other fun projects, et cetera. So thanks so much for your time, Bill. We really appreciate it. Lots of adventures ahead.
You got it. Philippe Cousteau, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Great day.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Rachel Alexander joins us, the attorney, contributor to Town Hall, WND, the Christian Post. And we've got lots to talk about, particularly the left's fascination with junk science, Rachel. It is amazing what they've been putting us through the last 16 months. Even after it's clear the science is junk, that's their story. They're going to stick to it no matter what, right?
Oh, yeah, it's just ridiculous. They always accuse us of doing what they're doing, and they're the ones who have been following junk science, and it's really out of control, but nobody ever calls them on it because everybody just, you know, wants to be the person who believes in science, and if you disagree with the left, then you're supposedly not the person who believes in science.
Yeah, it's the tail shaking the dog again. I mean, it's just a small number of people led by Dr. Fauci, who has been more wrong than right. Think about that. But the left still wants to keep him on a pedestal as, you know, the god of this junk science theater we've been going through.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the junk science is all over COVID. And it's frankly just embarrassing. I mean, these people look like idiots. You know, they're all still wearing masks when even the CDC is saying we don't need to wear masks anymore. And finally, Biden is coming out saying not to wear a mask. But Fauci, you just keep that guy just never stopped.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing that amazes me, Rand Paul. Try to help hold his feet to the fire, but he's the only one. He's kind of the lone Comanche out there, you know, asking Dr. Fauci the tough questions. I mean, it's been known for a long time. We've been reporting on this, and, you know, it's almost like the mainstream media is just barely catching up to it. And he's going, wait a minute, what is it that I know that maybe it's that they know it, they just don't want to report on it, and that has to do with the fact that in the genesis of this whole outbreak, was Dr. Fauci here in the United States, Barack Obama telling him do not invest, but yet they went ahead and did so anyway. And then 18 months or so after his team was there in China, they came back, Rachel, and said, these guys are a bunch of cowboys. There's going to be an outbreak. This is way too risky. And then when there is an outbreak, I mean, Dr. Fauci's like real quiet. And he doesn't even help us out in dealing with this to even, you know, declare that, in fact, this did come out of China. This was the China virus. It wasn't through, you know, some other accident or whatever you want to call it. But there's been very little investigation as to why this thing was released. The only thing we do have is a scientist, a virologist from China and worked there in the factory. And she came out and declared on Tucker Carlson that, in fact, this was purposeful.
Yeah, that's because Fauci is politically correct. And it's not considered politically correct to say that China could have had something to do with the release of the virus. And these people are dishonest. They don't want to get to the bottom of the story. They don't want to consider other solutions. And it's not like we're even saying that we're sure China is behind it. We just want people to be open-minded and explore all the different possibilities.
Rachel, for what, 4.5 years, we were told the Russians had invaded our election process, and that's why Donald Trump got elected. There was millions of dollars spent, all sorts of manpower from both the houses of the legislature investigating a possible intervention into our election system by the political class. Here you have a virus. Clearly, I don't think anybody has any doubt whatsoever that it came out of China, and we can't even do an investigation to figure out what the heck happened. Because, and I keep using this analogy, you know, the FAA, after every plane crash, breaks everything down. They'll take up to 12 months. They figure it out, and they come back and bring back the information. And they do that so that whatever they can learn, they can teach other pilots what to avoid and how to handle these situations so it doesn't happen again. But here it is. No, when it comes to something like this that has killed, what, how many millions of people has COVID killed? And America is like silent. The WHO not participating. China's not, you know, they're not going to participate whatsoever because the outcome that China has gotten out of this is exactly what they wanted.
Yeah, it's horrendous what the left picks and chooses. This is, we're going to, you know, allow to be discovered as something that's blameworthy or not. And, you know, they're very selective. You know, certain things are just too offensive. We just can't investigate that as being the possible reason. But other things, oh gosh, if you're a white male, oh my gosh, you're responsible for everything under the sun.
Right.
I mean, it's just incredible. I can't track their logic. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. And, they pick or choose depending on what politically correct versions are acceptable today or not. And then they end up contradicting each other down the road. It's horrendous, but they won't ever admit fault. They won't ever admit their inconsistency. It's just left to us to continue pointing it out.
Exactly, because the fact of the matter is the truth does come out eventually. I mean, this junk science that's included, you know, climate change. I mean, look what Al Gore said, you know, back in early 2000. He warned that the world had until January the 27th. He even predicted the day and year of 2016 to end its dependency on fossil fuels or there would be a global emergency. I don't think that happened, did it?
So embarrassing how they say stuff like this, but nothing ever happens. People are quick to forget. If you ask the average millennial about Al Gore's prediction and it not coming true, they'll have no idea because the mainstream media never hyped it up.
Yeah, exactly. And well, you know, I mean, hey, look at he got an Oscar, didn't he? And he was awarded for this junk science, and he continues to, you know, fly around the country claiming, you know, that he's got his carbon footprint covered because he supports some tents out in South Africa somewhere. God only knows. I mean, it's absurd. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's even added her two prophetic sense into it, and in 2019 said that, you know, the world would end in 12 years. See, to me, when people make statements like this, they need to be... If anybody needs to be canceled, they need to be canceled because you're not good at your predictions. You're not in the prediction business. You know, all this hype that you're doing and how you're scaring the American people, for what gain? For your own prominence? I mean, how are you serving the American people or the world, for that matter, with these kind of irresponsible statements?
But they get get rewarded over and over. Like you saw Al Gore, you know, gets rewarded with an Oscar. So nobody's stopping these people. I mean, they get more praise the more they go on. People call them brave for standing up to the right.
But what happens when we really need that information? That's what I'm concerned about, because we're being conditioned, all surrounded by a lie. And then when we really need, or maybe Ocasio-Cortez happens to land on something that does make sense that we should take heed to, we don't pay attention to her because she's, you know, she's expended her credibility.
I hope we finally get to that stage. I was actually planning on writing an article about how Democrats are finally distancing themselves from her. It's starting to happen a little bit, but not, you know, quite to the extent that I would like. And, you know, she's just the most far-out leftist. There are plenty of there are other ones out there, you know, like Fauci, who get away with it and continue to get away with it.
Rachel, I guess the warning is that you're putting out there is that if we don't re-embrace critical thinking and self-responsibility, we're going to be dupes to people like this. Because whether it's the mainstream media, social media, you know, the narrative of the day and the way the culture is bombarding us with all this manure, I mean, we're putting our very lives at risk. We're putting our families at risk, our kids, our legacy, all because of these knuckleheads that don't know what they're talking about.
Well, that's true. Who cares about all the kids who committed suicide because of the lockdown? You know, the left doesn't care. And the mainstream media isn't going to highlight those examples. I mean, you have to dig to find any information like that. But, you know, how many bodies have they caused because of their clear decision on things like junk science, like COVID?
Exactly. Well, certainly COVID, I believe the jury... Forgive me, the jury is still out regarding the injections that people are taking. I don't know, Rachel. I was reading last week about, you know, the story of thalidomide babies and what happened in the 50s. You know, women were getting nauseous, and they said, hey, we got this great drug, and, you know, take this drug. And meanwhile, in due time, all of a sudden there was this increase in miscarriages. Then we had babies being born that were deformed. You know, is that our possible future with these injections?
That's what I don't know. We don't know because they won't tell us. They won't give us the full story. I think the ramifications of COVID are going to be far worse than we even think they are today.
Exactly. Yeah, because like you said, we don't know. We don't know how many miscarriages. We know miscarriages are happening. We don't know if they're at some alarming rate. All that stuff is pushed down. I mean, even the CDC made an announcement that there's certain benchmarks that they're not even going to report on anymore. So it's almost like they're putting this in the rearview mirror. Let's move on and not even, you know, fully realize. So it makes you wonder, to your point, what other surprises down the road are we going to discover because, you know, this junk science didn't do their due diligence?
And that's the thing. They might finally, you know, say we regret it down the road, but that won't be for at least 20 years. And then it won't matter. And people won't even remember in 20 years that it was the left who was behind, you know, all this junk science with COVID.
Exactly. There'll be more than your grandparents who died because they were stuffed into a retirement home or a facility like Governor Cuomo did for the people there in New York. Rachel Alexander, attorney, contributor to Town Hall, WND, and the Christian Post, has been with us. Rachel, as always, appreciate the time. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world. world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated, try